Well, I think the biggest thing when it comes to training is that the results that you achieve as a founder, a lot of the exceptional results or your standard of what excellence looks like is in the nuances. What's gone off track is that you haven't actually distilled down and captured the nuances of why you do things the way that you do them. Those little things add up, they compound, and that's what really, I think, creates much greater results.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design.
Welcome to another episode of the Above the Business podcast. My name is Bradley Hamner, your host. On today's episode, we have Michael Zabirski. Michael works with other consultants. Now, the reason we're having him on is because the threads in business are the same. In fact, if you're a consultant of any kind, a small businesses, big businesses, enterprise companies, and you're trying to unpack and build a team, that is no different than if you're an insurance agency owner, if you're a pool construction company, if you're an exterior remodeler. You're trying to unpack things out of your head, hand that over to a team so you can build a team to ultimately have the freedom and flexibility that you got into business for in the first place. We talk about that in a number of other topics, including AI, in this conversation. Without further ado, here's my conversation with Michael.
Ambition is the first step towards success. It's time to level up your agency. And Coach P Consulting will help you do just that by using the same strategies he used to sell over 700 life insurance policies in 2021 alone. Now, this is not your regular one and done type coaching. You'll get personalized coaching 2 days a week, every week of the month, and you'll get a live look behind the scenes of his team training and an office that's performing at the highest level. There's a reason Coach P Consulting is the fastest growing coaching company for insurance agency owners in the country. Coach P will train your team alongside his own and show you the exact steps they're taking to achieve Chairman Circle, Exotic Travel, and Multi-Line Presence Club, and be one of the few agents to be selected to have a third office. So whether your goal is to be at the top of your local market or amongst the best in the country, this training will give you the strategies and the tactics to get there. For just $250 a month, you'll get high-level coaching each week from someone who is already getting it done at that level, and his strategies work, and it's time to put them to work for you. Sign up at CoachPConsulting.com and get your first full month for free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast.
Michael Zabirski, welcome to the Above the Business Podcast.
Great to be with you, Bradley. Thanks for having me.
Excited to have you. I'd love to start with background and origin story. Take our listeners back and bring us to present day. Tell us a little bit about your journey.
I've been an entrepreneur since high school or end of high school, built a few companies, sold a couple companies, but for the last almost 18 years now, I've led consulting success with my cousin and now a team of about 20 of us, where we help consultants to really build great businesses. And it's all doing work that gives you fulfillment, right? Really being able to feel proud of the work that you're doing, the impact you're having, but also creating a lifestyle. And so I think the name of your podcast, Above the Business, is an interesting one because very often people spend a lot of time inside of their businesses and they're just so focused on doing the work, especially those that we work with in terms of the consultants, that it becomes more and more important to make sure that you're also thinking strategically about how do you set yourself up to benefit from greater leverage in the work that you're doing. So you're not just doing work, but you're actually having the right systems in place and the right strategy to ensure that you're going to feel really good about what you're building.
You know, I think it's uniform for whether it's a consultant or a small business owner. I just left a weekly team meeting an hour ago, as a matter of fact, for a business. And that founder, business owner, very much in the weeds and in his own words, has kind of bumped up against this idea of resistance. And I think that in this, typically the business owners we work with are in this $300,000 to $3 million range, something like that. Well, naturally, there's these patterns that come up, and I'm sure you see very common patterns. I'm going to dive deeper into this idea of working in the business, okay, in the thing, the day-to-day, and like, how do you begin, from your perspective, to gain perspective and then actually start changing actions and behaviors to kind of get above it, at least not all the time. I mean, we don't even think you should be above the business 100% of the time.
Sure.
But like, how do you actually in your world work with people to do that? Because I think it becomes a good example, whether or not it's a consultant or even if it's a pool construction company.
Yeah. I mean, the first thing is just what you're getting at, which is being conscious that there's a choice. Very often in our world of consulting business owners, they didn't study how to grow a consulting business, right? They left the corporate world at some point, or they kind of accumulated this expertise and experience over time. And so they're very good at doing the work, but they haven't had many at-bats and practice in how do you actually grow your own business that you're fully in control of. So just knowing what the potential is, what the options are something that very often people don't spend enough time thinking about, just because they all their time is spent actually working, you know, inside of the business and delivering great work for their clients. I think the second part of it then comes down to understanding that you can't read the label from inside the jar, as they say, right? So getting that perspective, whether that is making time to really be thoughtful and getting like stepping out of the business and allowing yourself time to think and to see the bigger picture, or what most people do, and this is why they reach out to us at Consulting Success, is that they want to surround themselves with people who have been where they want to go. So if you're right now doing $500,000 in your consulting business, or you're doing $2 million or whatever the number is, but you want to grow to that next level, generally the fastest way to get there is to learn from people who have already been there and done that before, so they can help you to avoid the mistakes that you might make, but also to gain the perspective and the ideas and the actual steps to get there much faster. So in our world, it's very much looking at what do you want? And I think this is probably the most important part of it, Bradley, is for people to actually, there's no right or wrong, right? It comes down to what do you truly want to create? And for some people, that's going to be working inside of the business, like doing the majority of the actual delivery, or they want to be very much tied to that. For others, they want to get off of the delivery as quickly as possible. And they know that where they shine the most is in business development and, you know, closing deals or creating content, writing books. There's no right or wrong. That's the beautiful thing in my mind about business, is that you can truly create whatever you enjoy doing, whatever you want to be doing. But the challenge, I think, for many is they haven't actually spent the time really thinking about what they want and what is possible. And if you're not clear on that, it's really hard to engineer or to build a plan, a strategy, and to take intentional action towards it if you haven't actually identified what's meaningful for you, right? What do you want to have? We have some clients that are solo consultants. They're doing anywhere from $500,000 to $800,000 per year, and they love it. They don't want a team. We have others that have teams of 10, 15, 20 people, and they want to build for a future exit. So knowing first what you want will then help you to figure out what is the best path for you to take. But there's no one or best.
Yeah, I totally agree with you that at the end of the day, we have a tool called the Clarity Organizer. We basically believe that, like, you've got to get clarity on the vision that you have. You know, what does a dream outcome look like for you? Because at the end of the day, and by the way, I think you would agree with this, like, you can change your mind. You can change your mind.
It's your business.
Like, if you say, I'm never going to sell, or the opposite, maybe somebody says, you know, eventually I would love to have an exit, and then they get down the road, they go, you know what? I don't want to have an exit. That's not what I want to necessarily do. Okay, that's fine. You can change it, but you just got to have one. I mean, at the end of the day, we got to point this thing somewhere into the future. And where is that point that you want to put it? So I totally agree with you. What are your thoughts on, because I think one of the more difficult things, especially if you're trying to build a team. Now, look, what I'm about to say does not apply if you're wanting to be a solopreneur. It just doesn't. Okay. This does not apply. That said, philosophically, not speaking to just consultants, but in business, I think business is a team sport. And so therefore, the bigger you want to go, the more you want to grow, the more success that you want to have, the more important it is that you have to build and develop a team. However, it gets really difficult, Michael, in learning how to hire the right people, but more importantly, train and develop them. Like, when you're training and developing that first sales rep, even like as a consultant, et cetera, it's difficult. How do you help some of those people that you work with that say, this is the vision I want? Okay, so we get to that point and they go, this one I want. I want an XYZ company with 18 members, something like that. Okay, great. Well, they're going to have to start training people. How do they actually go about doing that well?
Yeah, I mean, the first part is making sure that you have some documentation or understanding of what working well or performing well, like to create an outcome,
right? What are the actual right steps to do that? So you need to, if you're the founder and you're doing everything right now, and let's say you're using your example, you want to bring in somebody to help with business development because you don't want the full reliance on you to bring in all the business, then you need to begin by documenting what is your process. How do you actually go about delivering exceptionally on business development? I think the biggest thing when it comes to training, Bradley, that a lot of people miss is that the results that you achieve as a founder, a lot of the exceptional results or your standard of what excellence looks like is in the nuances. Very often people talk about like, this is how we do things. And then the founder looks and says, well, okay, I brought this person on, but they're not delivering or they're not performing to the level or to the standard that I think we really should be having here. Something's wrong with that person, right? And you start kind of wondering what's going off kind of track. What's gone off track is that you haven't actually distilled down and captured the nuances of why you do things the way that you do them and what makes that one little side, one little step that you take that maybe you didn't have in your training, you didn't teach somebody, but you do it because you're used to doing it. Those little things add up, they compound. And that's what really, I think, creates much greater results. So step number one is making sure that you've documented that very, very clearly. And then of course, yeah, you got to train people to do that. But I'll add one more thing, because I think this is important if you're talking about building a team. And that is that most business owners are afraid to hire the people that can really get them where they want to go to faster. The status quo is you bring somebody on who's a bit more junior, and because it costs you less. And then you spend the time to train them and work with them to get them up to a place where you hope that they can be. If you look at some of the most successful companies, though, they don't take that approach. They are more comfortable investing more money up front to get somebody who's exceptional from day one, who actually already has the experience of taking a business or working in an environment of where you want to get to. So they're not hiring for releasing or relieving the pressure that you have today in your business. They're hiring for where you want the business to be in the future. So that, I think, is not everyone can do that. Not everyone, if you're running a small business, you may not have the financial ability right now to make that investment for the future person you actually want. But I think when we talk about team building, what a lot of people do is they're hiring just to release pressure in their business for something that's going on today, but they're not actually intentionally designing and strategically thinking about building the team for the business that they want to have in the future.
I've never thought about it from the perspective of releasing pressure, but I think you're right about that. I think it's another angle. Then help me square up the idea of then Dan Martell's concept of buying back your time. So I am wanting to buy back my time. So therefore I'm going to go hire, I don't know. Let's just start off with I'm going to go hire a VA to help me with my scheduling and my inbox. That's releasing some level of pressure. So help me square those two concepts up about kind of where I am today. I'm in a lot of pain. I'm in a lot of frustration. I'm in the weeds. I'm doing a lot of stuff I don't want to be doing with this idea of like hiring. Okay, I'm at 1 million. I want to get to 3, but I'm in a quagmire. So I'm buying back my time, but I don't, you know, how do I square these two things up?
Yeah. I mean, the VA example may not be as easy to wrap your head around, because I think that in some cases, you don't necessarily hire a VA to get you from 1 million to 3 million, right? You hire a VA to take lower value tasks or things that you're spending your time on, right? To free yourself up. Let's use your example of you're at $1 million right now and you want to get the business to 3 million. So what a lot of people do is they start feeling the pressure of being at 1 million because they're getting close to capacity or something, right? It's just that so they might be at capacity right now, or they might feel, you know what, I need to go out and do a lot more business development, but I can't right now because I'm so busy delivering inside of projects. So yeah. You can look at that and go, okay, well, I'm going to hire somebody to just release this pressure so that I can remove myself from delivery. And I'm going to get a junior level person or a mid-level person to help me with this. And then now I can shift over and start working more on business development. Well, if you want to get to 3 million, the other approach might be to think about who's already gone from 1 to 3 million, who has that experience, and who knows what it's like to deliver not for a business that's at 1 million, but for a business that's at 3 million or 5 million, they have the experience of actually running delivery and they can come in and set up the systems that we need to manage the capacity better. That's on the delivery side, but you could say the same thing for the business development side, which is I can try and figure things out as a founder of how to get us from 1 to 3 million, but what if there's somebody who's already done that and multiple times and they know today what we need to do to go from 1 to 3 million, it's going to cost me more, but if I want to do that. Again, this is all a choice, not a right or wrong, but if I want to get to 3 million faster, would it make sense for me instead of paying $100,000 for somebody what if I pay $250,000, but that plus on performance bonuses, but that person can come in and right away make strides and help us to get from the 1 to 3 in 18 months, as opposed to spending the next 36 months trying to figure things out ourselves.
Yeah. Which leads me to, and I think in the consulting business, this would be difficult in particular. Okay. And so I think it becomes, again, another example that I think we can apply from consultants over to business in general, is how do you help and what do you fundamentally believe about helping somebody get the business out of their head? Okay. I'm a consultant. I've been doing this 30 years. I have not been. I'm just saying, like, as an example, I have built in a lot of nuance.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult for me to transfer over. Very difficult. I have done on this podcast 300 interviews. I have read, I don't know how many books. It is really difficult for me to kind of transfer over years of experience to someone. Now, I'm saying it's impossible. I'm just saying, I mean, clearly Tony Robbins has done it, you know,
at a high level. So your question is, how do you do it? Or what's one way to do it? Is that the question?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think today it's actually easier than it's ever been before. So here's what I would suggest. The first thing is just to high level, right? Like bullet point, here's the things that I want to cover. So don't start and just say, well, I have a lot of stuff in my head. I need to get it out. Like, create a map, right? So what are the chapters of the book that you want to, and I'm not saying an actual book, but let's just say you want to get down delivery. So start with one function. So from in delivery, what are the different areas that we touch right now? From start to finish, what does that look like? Okay. You write those out high level. Then the next is just record yourself talking through each one of them. Like, this is what we do, and this is why I do it. And these are the things I look out for. This, you know, in a situation like this, here's how I'd handle it. With AI, it's never been easier than it is today to get all that out, right? Put it down, whether it's in a transcript form or just an audio form. Then you have this base of knowledge that you can do a lot with. Right now, you can start to actually interact with that AI. You can start to ask, you know, build me a summary on this, create some action points, give me a checklist, anything you want, you can pretty much pull from it. But I think that the big thing is people often don't even take the step. Like, they'll write things out and say, this is what we do, you know, this is how kind of how we do it. But they're always going to miss some nuances. Whereas if you can just start talking to it, you can just get it off your mind, I think you'll be able to capture a lot more. What people have done prior to this is Loom videos. And that's kind of historically what we've shared or encouraged our clients to do is, again, think about what's the area that you want to document, and you're going to work through your business. You might start with whether it's marketing or delivery or operations, right? Decide the function that needs kind of the support, and then record a Loom video of you doing it. Or if you have team members, get your team members to do it. And that now becomes, you have this inventory of knowledge that when you hire somebody, you can go through. But the other part of it is that just by going through this, you'll often be able to identify, especially if you do this like kind of in a team environment, you'll be able to identify inefficiencies, right? Things that you're doing today that is likely baggage that's been accumulating over years because it's always the way that you've been doing it, but you may not actually need to be doing it any longer. So that process, I think, is very, very powerful. But to make this very tactical, Loom videos work great. But what we're seeing work even better right now is actually doing this in voice, getting it down, having somebody talk through it. And it can be a combination of, you know, Loom videos that you record and then upload it into an AI. But once you have it there, I find it does a much better job of actually capturing all the nuances of why you do things. And so I've had clients, Bradley, that I've said, here, I want you to talk through when you are reviewing a proposal before you send it out to, you know, before you review it with a client, like talk through, why did you structure this way? Why did you, you know, what are the things that you're very careful of putting here? Why are you using this specific language or these words? So you're actually getting all that down. It captures it. And now that becomes a really powerful body of work and kind of IP for you to use with your team going forward.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you struggling to turn clicks into clients and grow your business with confidence? Well, DirectClicks has helped over 1,000 businesses increase their lead volume by an average of 300%. Built by business owners, for business owners, DirectClicks specializes in custom marketing solutions that deliver real results. From paid search campaigns and performance max to SEO and social media management, they provide the comprehensive digital marketing your business needs to grow. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners to the Above the Business podcast. If you visit directclicksinc.com/above the business, you'll get a free marketing campaign audit. They'll assess your website, social media, SEO, content, and paid advertising. Then they'll provide actionable recommendations. Plus, when you choose to partner with them, they'll waive all your setup fees. Don't miss this opportunity to grow your business with proven marketing strategies with DirectClicks. DirectClicksinc.com/abovethebusiness.
What do you think people are getting right about usage with AI and having it as leverage? And what do you think people are getting wrong?
I think far too many people are still using it for a very surface level, like little productivity things. You know, it's either for content creation. And if you approach AI strategically and you look at how are you using it. So I'll give you an example. One thing I've done with AI recently is I have it actually provide me a morning brief. So every day I get a Slack notification that tells me everything that I need to pay attention to that day. It looks at my calendar, it looks at my email, it looks at our Asana, it looks at Slack, and otherwise I would be checking a whole bunch of different places. But now I get one message, and now I can decide, and it'll tell me, you know, follow up on this, personal time, your daughter has a piano lesson, like whatever it is, I can bring in personal, I can bring in the business, and it's all there for me. So it's a personalized strategic function. And that's, I think, the opportunity for everybody. But very often people are using AI where they're just like chatting with ChatGPT and so they're getting an output, but the output is not personalized to them. It's missing the context window, if you will. And when you bring the context into AI, that I think is where the magic starts to happen. And so I see that as a huge opportunity. I think there's a lot of things we all need to be careful of when it comes to AI and agents and all this stuff because of security stuff that, you know, people haven't really fully. They're just jumping on the trend, the latest stuff. And I think that's exciting. But I think there'll be a lot of people just spinning their wheels, just trying stuff because it's, you know, again, it's like the shiny new thing. But to me, the opportunity is really making it personal to you, to your business, to your workflow, and having it make everything you do more, just more efficient, more effective.
I call them hills I'm willing to die on. The more that I've been in business, there are very few hills now that I'm willing to die on because some of the ones that I was used to say for years, now you being in business for a period of time, those become debunked, so to speak. Never sharing equity as an example. Well, that one got debunked pretty quickly. If you're wanting to really scale as an example, what are some of yours?
So I'll take you back to, this is now going several years back, but for a very long time, I was not interested in building out our current business with a team. So a lot of the delivery lived with myself. And I remember wondering, you know, should we expand this? Because how are we going to manage the quality control? We want to make sure our clients get great results. And so that was something that we had really thought we want to, you know, keep this as a lifestyle business. A business is much easier for us to manage because there's fewer moving parts and that adding more people would create more complexity. And part of that's true, but
part of it is true.
It is true. But what you also find is that when you bring in more systems, more people, so now fast forward many years since that time, there is certainly more complexity, but complexity has also created in some ways a better quality of life because I can now focus on the things that I really want to be focused on. So we can still have it. We can have a greater impact. In many cases, right, we can grow revenue, grow profit. We can work with more people. We can help more people. And I don't need to be the one touching as many buttons anymore because we have now the people to do that, right? And that there's infrastructure there. So the business is not reliant on me. If I'm away, the business is still moving. It's living, it's breathing. So that's one that I think for many years I held on to and in previous businesses as well. I think another is that scaling and growing. So this is kind of like the opposite of what I just said, but it's something I've been thinking about and seeing this with a lot of clients. Really asking yourself, like, why do you want to grow and scale? People have this idea, well, I want to get from 1 million to 3 million, or I want to get to 1 million, or I want to get to 5 million, I want to get to 10 million. Well, like, why do you really want to do that? And I think when people really start looking into that, the answers tend to be more often than not that they don't have a good answer for that. It's like, well, everyone around me is talking about 10 million or 5 million and how, you know, amazing life is going to be at that point. But we've been really seeing a larger and larger group of clients who are saying, I actually don't want to just grow for the sake of growth. I really want to be intentional about what I want to build here. And
that to me is, I think, actually the most important. There's no right or wrong, I think, as we, you know, we all know, but getting really clear on what's meaningful for you, right? What can you feel good about? What can you feel proud about? And then designing what supports that. So I don't know if it's really, Bradley, connected to your question in terms of like dying on the hill for something, but my beliefs have definitely changed over the years. My focus has changed, you know, over the years. What I focus on today and the way that I operate today is very different from how I did when I was, you know, younger, my first few businesses, where the focus was, you know, tended to be more on financials and just, you know, putting in whatever amount of work was necessary to grow the business. I have a family. I have two daughters. I have a team. So each of these things over time has shifted where I focus and yeah, kind of how I spend my time.
Yeah, that's good. You mentioned something, last question, is growth and scale. How do you see those two things to be similar or different? Because sometimes they'll kind of get used interchangeably, and maybe you do feel like that they're interchangeably. What are your thoughts on those two?
Yeah, no, I think they're different. So, I mean, to me, growth is something that everybody should always be going after. And growth is not about more money or about a bigger team or about a bigger house or whatever. Growth to me is just the process of growing. It's the process of learning. It's a process of challenging yourself. So it's the opposite of being complacent. And I think that's something that everybody in business should always be thinking about, which is, how do I grow? Again, it doesn't have to be bottom line or profits. It's deciding what is meaningful and important to you, but you should always be thinking about, how do you grow? Scaling, on the other side, what I think most people associate scaling with is growing revenue, growing your team, you know, becoming bigger, and ideally doing it in a way that is more efficient, more streamlined, right, more effective. And so I think that term is used a lot more these days, where people used to feel like, in order to be something, in order to really mean something, I need to scale. And if I don't want to scale, there's something wrong with me. And I don't think that's the case. I think that scaling is important if you want to build something much bigger than yourself, if you want to have a larger team, if you want to grow revenue significantly, then the idea of scaling is critical, because you need to find a way to do all those things, but do them with a foundation that allows you to still enjoy life and to have a, you know, quality of life. But for a lot of people, they don't want that, right? They want to earn a great income, to have a lot of freedom and flexibility, and do work that they enjoy. And that's sufficient. So I think it all comes back to how we started this conversation, which is getting clear on, what does success mean for you and look like for you? And once you know that, then you can design the optimal path to get you there. And that might mean adding team members or having fewer team members. It might be more systems, less systems. But I think growth is required for anyone in business, because if you're not growing anymore as an individual or as a leader or as a business owner, then you probably shouldn't be in business.
Yeah. Well, it really is. People say you're either growing or you're dying. I think you're either moving forward or you're moving backwards. The thing does not, it grows and then it gets to a top and it pauses for just a second. And then that thing immediately starts coming back. I totally agree with that. It's very hard for the thing to just be flatlined in perpetuity. Michael, this has been great. People want to connect with you, learn more about your work. Where would you point them to?
Yeah, consultingsuccess.com, home to everything that we do, or feel free to reach out on LinkedIn. You'll find me there.
What does working above the business mean to you?
It means creating time and space to really think about the past, the present, and the future. It means that progress is being made in the business, even when I'm not involved in it in a direct way.
Time to think and space to be able to breathe and actually reflect. I like the past, present, and future. Where have we been? Where are we today? And where we're going, which led into one of the biggest takeaways, kind of a reminder again for me and for our listening audience. It is so important for you to have clarity on where you want the thing to go. If you want a $500,000 business, then go do that, okay? You want a $3 million company, then go do that. You just got to have a blueprint to, based on taking you from where you are to where you want to go. You just got to have both coordinates. Google Maps is really good at helping you where you are to where you want to go. And if you get off course, it'll redirect you pretty quickly, but it's got to have two coordinates. And I think you do as well. Michael, this has been a great conversation. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Want to give a big shout out to our podcast and brand sponsors, DirectClicks. Go to directclicksinc.com/above the business. Look, marketing, there's a lot with marketing. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot of numbers to learn. And understanding that at the beginning can be a little overwhelming unless you have somebody that's kind of being a guide. And when you work with DirectClicks, they will help you to understand it. They'll give you the mindset, skill set, and then certainly the tools to be able to help you get on top of your marketing, make sure that you're putting the money where you actually should to get the biggest return on investment. DirectClicksinc.com/above the business. When I think about growth, I think about you're going to invest in two main things. You're going to invest in people and you're going to invest in marketing. Well, we just talked about the marketing side. What about the people side? Two things with people. You got to hire the right people, but if you're going to hire the right people, you have to have a flow, a candidate flow, just like deal flow in business. You got to have candidate flow of A players to help you to be able to select the right people. Well, that's easy to say. That's much harder to execute on, but unless you work with Autopilot Recruiting, then it's not that difficult. AutopilotRecruiting.com. AutopilotRecruiting.com. Look, they're going to do almost everything other than hire the person for you. AutopilotRecruiting.com. Let them know you heard about them on the Above the Business podcast. And finally, with people, you know how important it is as a small business owner to get yourself around other like-minded individuals who are trying to do the exact same thing that you are, which is to grow. Well, what about your team? Have you put your team in the environment with peers that are trying to do the same thing? If you haven't, go to CoachPConsulting.com, CoachPConsulting.com. Let them know you heard about him on the Above the Business podcast. Give you one, well, you and your team, one free entire month so you can test drive it, see what it's like for you only when you mention Above the Business. Really enjoyed that episode with Michael. Hopefully you picked up some things. Look, whether it's consultants or small business owners, a lot of threads apply to all small business owners in that conversation. Hope that served you well. Until next time, lead well and go be great.